Private First Class Gunner D. Becker.
Standing in front of a poster with pictures of Wisconsin soldiers killed in the war, demonstrators read the names of U.S. and Iraqi casualties.
Arzak Al-Kanemi, age 6, shrapnel killed him.
Bonita Sitter of Blue Mounds has a stepson in the National Guard who will soon be headed to Iraq.
We feel that Senator Cole has not taken strong stands to support an effort to end this war or defund it, and we'd like him to get more active, sponsor some bills, take some action on behalf of Wisconsin people and the whole country to get us out of this mess.
Senator Cole did support an amendment to the last defense spending bill calling for a phased withdrawal of troops, but Republican senators pushed through a similar, though weaker, measure that eliminated requirements for a specific timeline. Madison resident Bonnie Block took part in an overnight sit-in at Cole's office 3 years ago aimed at forcing him to vote against the Iraq invasion. She says she'll be back again this spring when Congress takes up new funding bills for the war.
I guess the best line is the first rule of holes is when you're in one, you stop digging. And I think we're in a hole in Iraq, and I think we need to stop doing what we're doing.
Senator Cole hasn't said how he'll vote on the supplementary funding bills for the war. But he told reporters earlier this week he's not ready to do what many opponents of the war are calling for, cut off funding entirely.
You know, that would create so much animus. And what kind of a statement is that to our men and women who are fighting? So we have to stand behind them, which we have, and I voted for every authorization. We have to recognize that whether we like it or not, we are there. We need to see to it that this thing is brought to a conclusion.
That sentiment isn't strong enough for many who oppose the war. They're hoping Cole will pay attention to recent polls showing 49% of Wisconsin voters favor an immediate troop withdrawal. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.